If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
On August 13th, 2012, 36-year-old Layla Mastova McCullough was at her Leesburg, Virginia home with her 4-year-old son. But after that, she vanished. In the days that followed, her phone went silent and her credit cards and bank account showed no activity. Friends and coworkers grew alarmed when Layla didn't show up for work and failed to contact anyone. The devoted mother had simply gone quiet, something those close to her insisted would never happen voluntarily. They reported her missing multiple times to the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office, desperate to get authorities involved. But what started as a missing persons report quickly turned into a disturbing mystery involving domestic strife, hidden evidence, and an investigation that seemingly went nowhere. Now, more than 13 years later, people are still asking, what happened to Layla McCullough? When a person goes missing, there's a special kind of pain in the not knowing. I want to tell the stories of those who never came home. Today, I want to tell you the story of Layla Mastova McCullough. I'm Kona Gallagher.
And I'm Ethan Flick.
And this is And Then They Were Gone. Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back.
Thank you for joining us once again. I'm Kona.
And I'm Ethan.
And we're the husband and wife team behind this podcast. Each week, I tell you the story of an unsolved missing persons case. Ethan doesn't know anything about the case going into the episode and is here to provide his reactions and questions in real time, hopefully asking some of the same ones you have at home. This story is another local one. And another one that, as of now, the Loudoun County Sheriff's Department has been unable to solve.
I feel like this is getting personal with you.
Maybe a little. I'm still in a FOIA fight with them, by the way. Now they're ghosting me. So I don't know. I've had a few people reach out to me about that, which I really appreciate. And I am going to be getting back to you because, yeah, they're still jerking me around about this. And it's absolutely wild. But anyway, we're not going to talk about that. We are here to talk about Layla. This story really bothered me, you know, for a lot of reasons. One, because I lived here in 2012 and I vaguely remember hearing about this story, but just truly didn't know much about it. And as I was researching it, I realized that that was because it barely was a blip on the radar. This is going to be a relatively short episode because there's so little information out there on her case. But of course, that made me want to do the episode even more.
Right.
It also immediately made me think of Mom Tecafle and what almost happened in her case. She was another immigrant who was living with a controlling husband while raising a small child. She went missing and police initially didn't do much about it. Thankfully, in Mamta's case, enough people got loud and spurred the Manassas Park Police Department into action. Unfortunately, that just didn't happen here. But before we get started, I do want to take a moment to thank our amazing Patreon supporters, Karen, Kristen B., Tina M., and Liz K. We are so grateful for your support.
Thank you all so much.
If you'd like to join them, you can head over to our Patreon and sign up at any level. Starting at just $2 a month, you'll get access to ad-free episodes and a free copy of the ebook that I wrote. All right, so now let's get into the story of Layla Mastova McCullough. Layla Mastova McCullough was born in Russia and moved to the United States as an adult. In 2012, she was living in Leesburg, Virginia. Though she had put her occupation down on at least one form as belly dancer, I've seen a few posts from friends who've said that she also worked as a dancer in gentlemen's clubs. At 36 years old, Layla was strikingly tall, about 5'10", and slim with black hair and brown eyes. She was the mother of a 4-year-old son whom friends say she adored. But behind closed doors, Layla's home life was troubled. She was married to a man, Matthew Ryan McCullough, who, from what I can tell from public records, was a soldier who had likely been stationed at Fort Bragg. According to a friend, Layla danced under the name Regina at Pure Gold in Southern Pines, North Carolina, which is about 40 miles away from the Army base. So it appears as though they met down there, married, and moved to Virginia. Marriage records in Virginia are not public information, so I don't know what year they got married, but they were married by the time they moved here, and her son was also born by that time.
And so when they moved here, was he still in the Army?
That I'm not completely sure of. I don't believe so. I think he was out and working in the private sector by the time they got here.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense. It'd be kind of slightly odd for somebody to be in the Army active duty and living in Leesburg.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly happens.
Sure, but it's usually higher up, you know, and they commute to D.C.
Yeah, and
or to the Pentagon.
From what I was hearing, he was working in Ashburn, which is another suburb of Loudoun County. Now, according to a friend who posted on Web Sleuths, when Layla moved to Virginia, she began working at Paper Moon, which is a gentleman's club in Springfield. We don't really have a lot of information about Layla, so I do want to include this little part that this person wrote about her. She said, quote, "Layla was always the sweetest person with a very calm, mouse-like demeanor, but was also an amazing performer on stage. She would always wear the most beautiful, all-white burlesque costumes and had her hair in loose curls with bright red lipstick. She truly was slash is one of those people that leaves a lasting impression," end quote. So, like I said, it looks as though Layla's son was born while the couple was still down in North Carolina, and they moved to Leesburg, Virginia, I believe in 2010. And then in December 2011, they bought a single-family home and settled into suburban life. But it wasn't exactly domestic bliss. According to reports, Layla and Matthew's marriage had been volatile for some time. In April 2012, just 4 months before she went missing, the couple had a serious domestic altercation. On April 10th, they had an argument, reportedly over Matthew's alleged infidelity. And that argument escalated into violence. According to police reports, Layla kicked in a bedroom door and threw a TV at her husband before physically attacking him. When police arrived, he had scratches on his arms and hands. As a result, she was arrested and charged with domestic assault.
Don't piss off the Russians.
So Layla, of course, went to court, and she was placed in a diversionary program in order to attend counseling. While Layla was the one charged, those close to her later insisted that she had endured abuse and fear in the marriage leading up to that night. In fact, Layla had been seen with bruises on her arms and had confided in coworkers that Matthew had assaulted her and had even threatened to have her deported back to Russia.
Jeez, nice guy.
Yeah. Matthew was, of course, an American citizen, and Layla's immigration status was something that he allegedly used as leverage to control her. So by that spring of 2012, Layla was deeply afraid of her husband, according to friends. Though we'll never know the full truth of the April incident, it seems as though Layla's suspicions about infidelity were correct, because by the summer of 2012, Matthew had moved out of the Leesburg house and was living with a new girlfriend in Herndon, Virginia. Layla stayed in Leesburg with her son, and the tension between the couple remained high. Even though Layla had been the one who was arrested in April, friends believed that she was actually the victim in an ongoing cycle of domestic violence. By the summer, she was trying to move on with her life. She was working, taking care of her child, and staying away from Matthew as much as possible. But, you know, it was a shaky situation.
Yeah, I mean, and they have a kid together, so it's not like she can just completely ignore Matthew and never see him again.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Never talk to him again.
Right. And I don't know exactly what their financial situation was either, right? I mean, she was working as a dancer, but I don't know how much money she was making versus how much money he was making, and kind of like where the power dynamics were in terms of their financial situation. Because again, finances is another way that an abusive spouse can exert control over their partner.
Right.
And again, you know, I'm not sure about all of the legalities. And her domestic abuse charge was a misdemeanor. But still, I don't know if that could have had implications in terms of her visa status, if she could have been deported, if, you know, Matthew could have said something that would have caused that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it just seemed like a very precarious situation. And it did seem as though he had a lot of power over her. According to a news release from our friends at the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office, Layla, quote, was last seen with a family member at her home on Evergreen Mills Road on August 13th. At the time, she appeared to be suffering from an unknown medical condition, end quote.
What the hell does that mean? An unknown medical condition?
No idea. There has never been any further explanation. So, you know, real helpful, guys.
Yeah. I mean, was it asthma?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Was she poisoned? Like, I mean, it could have been anything, you know? Reading between the lines, which is truly all we can do because we have no information, the family member she was seen with at the home had to have been her son, because to my knowledge, Layla had no other family in the country. And I would guess that this date and time was given to them by Matthew, that, you know, he was the one who saw her at their home with her son. And my guess would be that he was picking the son up for like visitation or something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because according to him, like, that was the last time he saw her.
Which would also make him the number one suspect.
Right. But
in theory.
In theory. But, you know, when she didn't go to work the next day, it also gives him plausible deniability as to, like, why he didn't notice, you know? If he had the son over at his girlfriend's house in Herndon, like, how would he know that she didn't show up for work?
Right.
Right?
That also alibis him, too.
Yeah. According to the Charlie Project, on August 14th, Layla's cell phone pinged off a cell tower several hours south of Leesburg. Now, authorities have never publicly revealed the exact location of this ping or the time of day it occurred. And I also haven't been able to find the original source for this information at all. I've only been able to find it on the Charlie Project. But from what I've been able to find, after that day, there's been no further activity on her phone or her debit or credit cards. As days passed with no word from Layla, the people in her life grew increasingly anxious. Layla was normally in frequent contact with friends and colleagues because of her work schedule, and of course, she had a young child to care for. For her to completely drop out of contact was absolutely not normal. By the end of that week, her friends and coworkers began reaching out to the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office repeatedly, insisting that Layla was missing and that something bad might have happened to her. It's been reported that multiple calls were made to police in those early days. Everyone who knew Layla was sounding the alarm that she wouldn't just disappear on her own. Well, not everyone. Apparently, her husband Matthew was allegedly not one of the people who was trying to report her missing.
Oh, he just had no problem with her disappearing and
leaving her son behind?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Despite the repeated calls, it wasn't until August 29th, about 2 weeks after Layla was last seen, that Loudoun County Sheriff's detectives officially opened a missing persons investigation.
Well, you know, I mean, they have to, like, give the obligatory, oh, she's an adult, she's allowed to leave on her own bullshit excuse so that they don't have to take the case.
Yep. The holidays sneak up on you fast, and I feel like every year it is harder and harder to find really cool gifts for the people in my life. But Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts that you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, and they live up to their name. They're selling products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US, and many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses. I was just on there, and they have a whole section of advent calendars, And I'm not just talking like the chocolate ones or anything like that. These are really cool ones. They have charm bracelet advent calendars. They even have a puzzle advent calendar, and I know some people who would love that one. At Uncommon Goods, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you just won't find anywhere else, no matter how much endless scrolling you do. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/ATTWG. That's uncommongoods.com/ATTWG for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Did you know that a single finger prick at home can give you over 180 personalized insights into how to improve your health and slow your aging? If you've been listening to this show for a while, you know that I tried the True Age and True Health test by True Diagnostic, and it showed me things I never learned from my regular physicals. True Health looks at over 105 biomarkers tied to your nutritional, metabolic, immune, and cognitive health. You'll see your vitamin levels, your nutrient balance, inflammation, gut health, and more. True Age measures 75 plus biomarkers to reveal your biological age, your pace of aging, and the age of key organ systems. It doesn't just give you a single number, it shows how your heart, brain, liver, and immune system are all aging. Together, the combo gives you a complete picture of your health today, along with personalized recommendations to improve your health and slow down aging. For me, it really inspired me to work on my cardiovascular health. It's so hard to get answers at the doctor's office, so I loved getting this report that had so much information on it. If you're serious about living healthier and longer, visit truediagnostic.com and use my code ATTWG for 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic.com, code ATTWG for 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. Even better, you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code ATTWG. If you're like me, then you have different family members who have different ailments, and I've recommended Mood to all of them. I legitimately, before recording this, I told my mom about Mood, and she's going to make her first order. Because they have gummies for all sorts of things, for pain relief, for sleeping, for just improving your mood. Their gummies are specially blended, and each one feels different. The Sleepy Time gummies knock me out in 15 minutes flat with no hangovers, no grogginess, and I wake up feeling amazing. And each gummy is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but, as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code ATTWG. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code ATTWG at checkout to save 20% on your first order. The next day, August 30th, 2012, the sheriff's office went public with the case and issued a short press release asking for the community's help in locating Layla Mastova McCullough. The local newspaper, the Latin Times Mirror, reprinted the release, but didn't actually write a story on her disappearance.
I mean, did they at least include a picture of her?
Yeah, I think they have her driver's license photo. I mean, that was in the release.
Jeez. Talk about doing the bare minimum on both ends,
yeah,
you know?
It was incredibly frustrating.
Sheriffs didn't do much. The paper didn't do anything.
Yeah. As for the investigation, I truly have no idea what was done in those early days and weeks. It appears as though detectives did visit Layla's workplace and question her coworkers, but I've never been able to find any information about whether or not the home in Leesburg was searched.
Now, Matthew was still living in Herndon with his girlfriend, right?
Right.
With their son.
Well, yeah. I mean, so, after Layla didn't show back up, I assume the son, you know, was there.
Yeah. So the house is just empty.
Yeah, I guess.
And we don't know whether they've searched it.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And so Matthew was, of course, still the owner of the home.
Right.
So I don't know if he would have had to give permission, if they even bothered to ask. Like, I truly, there's been no published information.
Did he eventually move back in with his girlfriend?
No.
Oh.
He never did.
Interesting.
And we'll get to that a little bit later. But yeah, that house just, as far as I can tell, stayed empty.
Like still?
No, not still.
Okay.
So yeah, so I don't know what they were doing. But in an October 4th article on NBC4, so a little over a month after the investigation started and about a month and a half after she went missing, Loudoun County investigators did suspect foul play in Layla's disappearance.
Okay, so they obviously, they were doing something to come to that determination.
Right.
We don't know what, but there was at least some type of investigation or something that they found that led them to believe that there was foul play.
Yeah, but we don't know what it was. From what we can gather, in late August and early September 2012, detectives were gathering information on Matthew's whereabouts and activities around the time Layla disappeared, which, you know, makes sense.
Yeah.
In September, detectives obtained search warrants to look for evidence related to Layla's disappearance, including searching Matthew's girlfriend's apartment where he was staying in Herndon. And Herndon, again, it's about a half an hour from Leesburg, and it's the next county over. During a search in early September, the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office seized multiple firearms and a large amount of ammunition from Matthew's possession. It turns out that Matthew was a gun enthusiast who owned many weapons, but not all of them were registered. Here's what investigators pieced together. On the very night that detectives were executing the search warrant at Matthew's girlfriend's home, Matthew scrambled to hide an unregistered Thompson submachine gun. He secretly stashed it in the trunk of his girlfriend's car while police were arriving. He later admitted to his girlfriend that he did this because the gun wasn't registered and he didn't want the cops to find it. But Matthew didn't stop there. Not long after, he asked a coworker in Ashburn to hold on to that gun for him. Matthew told a coworker that the sheriff's office had seized several of his other firearms and he, quote, did not want to lose all his guns, end quote.
Didn't want to lose all of his guns, but he's saving a World War II era or probably replica of it machine gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the coworker initially agreed to hang on to it and took the gun, but the whole situation made them uneasy because, after all, Matthew was under investigation for the disappearance of his wife. So the coworker ended up contacting another acquaintance who had connections at the sheriff's department.
Oh, so it wouldn't get traced back to him, kind of.
I think he just wanted, you know, a little bit of a buffer or, you know, just something, right? Because I think, you know, they were probably afraid that they'd get in trouble, too, at that point,
sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So thanks to that tip, on September 3rd, 2012, the lead detective on Layla's case learned about the hidden Thompson submachine gun and took custody of it. The gun was immediately entered into evidence and sent to an FBI lab for forensic examination. It turned out that the firearm was fully functional. This whole episode was a huge red flag regarding Matthew's behavior. Now, of course, it wasn't direct evidence of what happened to Layla, but it showed that Matthew was willing to obstruct or evade law enforcement, at least when it came to his illegal weapons.
You know something about obstruction?
Shh. I'm innocent. Meanwhile, the search of the Herndon home and Matthew's vehicle didn't produce any trace of Layla. Or at least if detectives found anything, they haven't made it public.
Well, he also had plenty of time to clean anything up.
Exactly. He had a solid 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Again, just going back to Momta's case, you know, the investigation didn't really get started right away, but there was still at least a welfare check. Mm-hmm. So we were able to get Naresh's story on body cam, right? And local reporters jumped on the story as well because there's so much chatter about it on Facebook and stuff like that. So we had that great Katie Lusso interview of him on his porch in which he basically contradicted everything he said to the initial police officers. So like that, I think, really went a long way in giving that case legs.
Yeah.
And here in Layla's situation, we don't have any of that. We just have 2 weeks where evidence could have just been destroyed with nobody doing anything. In May 2013, approximately 9 months after Layla vanished, a federal grand jury indicted Matthew Ryan McCullough for unlawful possession of a machine gun. He faced up to 10 years in prison for that charge. Court documents that were unsealed at that time revealed publicly a lot of what had been going on behind the scenes. Notably, an FBI agent's affidavit stated that law enforcement had been investigating, quote, the disappearance and suspected homicide of Layla McCullough, end quote. Now, this is the first time that it was explicitly called a suspected homicide in official records. And that confirms what many had feared, that authorities did not believe that Layla was alive and they strongly suspected foul play. Now, a charitable way to look at this gun charge would be, you know, the way that a lot of these situations shake out when they don't have a lot of evidence, but they do have somebody who they think may have been involved in a disappearance, which is get them on something else.
And hold them.
And hold them.
Yeah.
Right? While they gather evidence.
Right.
And I don't know if that's what they were trying to do, but it didn't work. During 2013, as Matthew's gun case worked its way through the legal system, the search for Layla apparently continued. And I say apparently because, unfortunately, the media just didn't really jump on the story, and the sheriffs weren't making anything public, so there's actually zero information on what happened in Layla's case in 2013. So, like, there are a few articles about the search and the gun charges and all that, but
nothing about
nothing new about
what was
Layla.
Going on with Layla's
yeah,
case.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, yeah, and, you know, his wife went missing in August of 2012. And then they would bring up like the domestic violence thing, but I mean, there just wasn't any new information. We don't get anything about Layla until the 1 year anniversary when there are a few articles, but they just rehash what was in the original release and then added that it was the 1 year anniversary.
It's good journalism there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's like the sheriff's department also just released the same information and said, hey, it's a year later, we're still looking for her, so if you know anything, give us a call. The entire situation is so depressing and is certainly not unique to this county or this case. As much as, you know, I do enjoy shitting on the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office, like, they're absolutely not the only department that we've even talked about on this show who has treated a missing persons case like this. Because we see this all the time. People go missing. There's a pretty obvious suspect, but for whatever reason, the media and the police decide not to push it, and it goes nowhere. In this case, a 4-year-old child lost his mother, and Layla's friends lost their vibrant friend and were left to fear the worst about her fate. Every now and again, Layla's story will show up on forums like the Web Sleuths one that I mentioned, and friends will post and say that they always wondered what happened to her. And yet Matthew, the person who's widely suspected of knowing the truth, never provided any answers about what happened that August night. Publicly, he's never made any statements proclaiming his innocence or offering theories. He essentially went quiet after his initial interviews with police. And by the end of 2013, he was dealing with his legal issues about the gun, and the investigation into Layla's disappearance had no major breakthroughs to report. Have you ever noticed how many unnecessary chemicals are in your cleaning products? When I started looking into what I was actually using around my home, I realized that my laundry detergent was one of the worst offenders. So many popular brands are packed with the harsh chemicals that can irritate your skin, mess up your hormones, and cause allergic reactions. But I don't want all of that, so I switched to Earth Breeze. Their detergent sheets are free from harsh chemicals like optical brighteners, dyes, parabens, phosphates, and preservatives. Plus, they don't come in those heavy plastic jugs. It's no mess and no mystery ingredients. Just a lightweight, pre-measured sheet that dissolves in the wash and gets the job done. And yes, your clothes still come out clean, fresh, and soft. So if you're looking for a powerful clean without harsh chemicals, try Earth Breeze. It's easy to switch. And if you're not completely satisfied, they have an amazing money-back guarantee. Right now, you can try Earth Breeze for up to 40% off plus 4 free gifts at earthbreeze.com/ATTWG. That's earthbreeze.com/ATTWG for 40% off plus 4 free gifts. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying they'd recommend it to friends and family. Now, they're taking those results even further by pairing it with a prebiotic collagen protein, which helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormonal balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, support sustainable weight management, and boost energy. I know I'm not the only one who's struggled with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, but Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your first order with code ATTWG at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code ATTWG for 15% off today. The human body is fascinating, but did you know that scientists are now saying that your gut is the cornerstone of your health? It's not just about digestion. The gut affects everything from your energy levels and mood to weight management and even longevity. Most gut supplements contain probiotics, or maybe probiotics and prebiotics, but Bioma contains all three essential ingredients that your gut needs: prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotics. And now you can visit gobioma.com/ATTWG today for an extra 15% off your order. That's gobioma.com/ATTWG and get an extra 15% off. Each ingredient in Bioma is science-backed and third-party tested. You just need 2 capsules before breakfast to take the guesswork out of feeling your best. Go visit gobioma.com/ATTWG today for an extra 15% off your order. That's gobioma.com/ATTWG to get an extra 15% off. As time went on, Layla's case unfortunately turned cold. Matthew let the Leesburg house go into foreclosure, and the bank resold it in 2013.
I mean, why wouldn't he just sell it?
I have no idea.
That the market in this area around that time was outrageous. Like, he could have gotten a ton of money.
Yeah, I know. Naresh Bhatt's house and Mamta's house was just sold in auction because he also let it go into foreclosure. Now, I'm not exactly sure what ended up happening with the federal gun charges, but if he spent any time in jail, it wasn't long, because from what I could find, he appears to have moved to Illinois, where he's originally from, sometime around 2014. Now, he's remarried, and he and his wife are raising the son that he had with Layla.
Do we know, was that the girlfriend from Herndon?
No, I don't think it was, because from what I can tell, his now wife is also from Illinois.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So maybe this Herndon lady has some things to say. After all, he asked her to help him hide an illegal gun.
Right.
Who knows what else he could have asked of her? But honestly, it doesn't seem as though police care to ask the question. Given the facts of Layla McCullough's disappearance, the leading theory, both among law enforcement and the public, is pretty obvious: foul play at the hands of her estranged husband.
Probably not with the Thompson, but...
Yes. Yeah, I truly don't think that's related to this at all.
No, it was just an illegal weapon that he
had. Right,
right. Yeah.
This theory is basically that Matthew McCullough did something to harm Layla on or around August 13th to 14th, 2012, and then disposed of her body and any evidence, potentially by transporting it far away, which could explain the cell phone ping, you know, a couple hours south of here.
Right.
The ping could have also been an attempt to make it appear as though Layla went off on her own.
Yeah.
And of course, there are many reasons that people suspect this. First, there's the history of domestic violence and threats, which provides a very strong motive. Though we do have to reiterate that Layla is the only one in their relationship who had been arrested on anything, you know, and those were domestic violence charges. Matthew's arrest record, you know, except for that gun charge. But, you know, when you look up his name in the Virginia courts, there's nothing there.
I wonder if there's anything in North Carolina.
Not that I could find.
Although he was in the military. So like that, if that had happened, he would have been court-martialed.
Yeah. I feel like the army definitely would have like really.
Yeah. There would have been a whole lot more to that.
Exactly. So. But according to Layla's friends, Matthew was known to be abusive and controlling. He also had a new girlfriend and seemingly wanted to move on with his life without Layla, who, inconveniently for him, was still legally his wife and the mother of his child. If Layla had pursued divorce or reported more of his abuse, Matthew might have feared legal consequences or losing custody of their child. And, you know, and going back, because I don't know if he was completely out of the army. He could have still been in the reserves. Like,
right.
You know, I don't know what his status was. And as you kind of pointed out, like, if he were to get arrested, you know, if she were to create legal issues for him, that could have had broader implications.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, even his infidelity.
Yeah.
That's against the UCMJ. So,
exactly.
Like, he could have got, if he was still in any portion of the military, that could have been bad for him.
Right. Now, of course, everything we're saying is purely speculative, but it is a classic pattern. An abusive partner feels that his control is slipping away, and he takes a final violent step to ensure that his victim can't leave or retaliate. Then there's also Matthew's behavior after Layla's disappearance. It raises red flags. Not reporting her missing is one. Even if their marriage was bad, why wouldn't he be concerned about the mother of his child vanishing?
Right.
Even from a logistical standpoint, like, he needs her to watch their kid. You know, he has a job.
Yeah. And would probably want some alone time with his new girlfriend.
Yeah. Then, of course, there's the gun hiding incident, which, again, I don't think is directly linked to whatever happened to Layla, but the secrecy and urgency he showed in concealing evidence while under investigation suggests a consciousness of guilt about something. The fact that he specifically hid the gun while investigators were searching for evidence about Layla is hard to ignore. And let's not forget that detectives found a whole cache of weapons at his place. It's not hard to imagine how one of those weapons could have been used to hurt Layla, even though forensic tests, as far as we know, didn't tie any gun to a crime, which how would it at this point, you know?
Well, right, because they don't have her body.
Yeah.
And unless there was blood on the gun, there'd be no evidence that.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, best they could do is say that it had been fired recently, but
yeah,
he could
so
say,
what?
Yeah, I took it to the range. You know, I went into the back
and that's
shot
all,
it.
And that's only if he didn't clean it.
Well, exactly.
In
right.
The 2+ weeks that he had between her going missing.
Yeah.
And them
and somebody
searching.
Who was in the army, you know, guilty of anything or not, probably would clean his gun
mm-hmm.
after taking it to the range or doing whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Now, another theory that occasionally comes up, usually only to be dismissed, is that Layla voluntarily fled.
Sure.
Could she have been so scared of Matthew or worried about her own legal troubles that she decided to disappear on her own? Perhaps she left the country and maybe even returned to Russia. I mean, you know, on the surface, yes, it's a question that you have to ask. Because she did eventually miss court dates.
Well, yeah, because she was probably dead.
Yeah, yeah. And she was clearly under a lot of stress.
Sure.
However, nothing in her actions supports a plan to get away. Layla left behind her young child, whom she would never have abandoned willingly, according to everyone who knew her. She also left all of her personal belongings, didn't withdraw money, didn't use her passport, and hadn't told any friends about plans to leave. People who flee domestic abuse usually try to take their children with them or at least tell somebody that they trust, and Layla did neither. And it's now been 13 years with no contact from her, not even anonymously. So, unfortunately, that total silence is far more consistent with foul play than with a voluntary disappearance. Investigators have said that they found zero evidence that Layla left of her own accord. In fact, every piece of evidence, or lack thereof, points to the opposite. Now, a third, also kind of far-fetched scenario is that Layla was the victim of a different random crime or accident that was unrelated to Matthew. Perhaps she left the house seeking medical help since she was sick or was having some sort of medical issue when she was last seen, and crossed paths with a predator, or had a medical emergency and got lost.
Driving 2 hours south.
Yeah, or exactly, right? Or getting a ride, because, I mean, obviously there wasn't a car missing, you know, so.
Right.
But I will say that one of her friends who posted on a forum, you know, did float the theory that it could have been like a stalker from the club, which definitely sure. Not unheard of.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like any of her friends or coworkers, including this one, knew of anyone specifically who had been hanging around Layla or, you know, had been bothering her, making her feel uncomfortable in the weeks leading up to her disappearance. So obviously, like, we can't rule out any possibility 100% without evidence, but this theory doesn't really have much to support it. There were no signs of a break-in or struggle at her home, apparently. I mean, we don't actually know that for sure, but it's never been mentioned. And there have been no reports of a woman matching her description seen in distress at around that time. The cell phone ping being so far away, again, could hint at like an abduction, perhaps. But given the domestic situation, it's far more plausible that the phone's journey was an intentional ploy by someone who knew her to divert the investigation. However, there are a few other options in terms of where Layla may be if she is no longer alive. The Leesburg home that she and Matthew shared is on a nearly 5.5-acre property that contains a wooded area and a small pond. And once again, we do not know if any part of that property has been searched by law enforcement. But to me, the more likely theory is that he threw her away like garbage. Their house is located just a half a mile from the Loudoun County landfill. He could have easily hidden her body in luggage or storage containers or anything like that and just drove in and dumped her. That is, of course, a horrible possibility, but what makes it worse is that if that is what he or somebody did, her body probably could have been recovered. If it was just physically taken by a person and driven into the dump, that means that it didn't go through the processing that may have happened had he dumped her in a dumpster.
Right.
Or multiple dumpsters, like Naresh Bhatt did to Mamta Kafle. Or if he put her in his building's trash compactor like Ronald Roldan did to Bethany Decker. Neither one of their bodies has ever been recovered because it just doesn't seem as though there's anything to recover at this point. If someone would have looked for Layla at the landfill shortly after her disappearance, she might have been able to have been found. But yet again, I have to say that Matthew has never been charged in connection with Layla's disappearance and maintains that he last saw her in the home alive and doesn't know what happened to her.
Once again, it's Loudoun County, you know, not being transparent about anything, so we don't know what they did or didn't do, but it doesn't seem like they did a whole lot. They said they suspected homicide, and Matthew was the prime suspect, but
yeah, we don't know. You know, obviously nothing came out of it that prevented him from leaving the state.
Right.
Or, you know, just moving on with his life. You know, he still has custody of his child. Like, he's just doing his thing.
Yeah.
I just also can't believe that I was able to just, without checking notes, pull two other cases within 45 minutes of here that are almost identical, you know? Mamta Kafle was in Manassas Park, Virginia, which is in Prince William County, which is, again, like 45 minutes from Leesburg. Bethany Decker went missing from Ashburn, which is in Loudoun County, about 15 to 20 minutes away from Leesburg. I mean, and Bethany Decker went missing just the year before Layla did, in 2011. The one thing I will say, at the very least, is that those women have or are in the process of receiving hopefully some form of justice, right? So Mamta's husband is awaiting trial in her murder. Bethany Decker's boyfriend was eventually, over a decade later, and after shooting another woman in the face, was arrested for her murder and pleaded guilty and is now in prison. But as of this recording, nothing like that has happened for Layla. As of today, Layla Mostova McCullough has been missing for over 13 years. There have been no arrests directly related to her disappearance, and her case remains unsolved. Authorities have stated that they suspect foul play and likely homicide in her case. However, officially, she is still listed as a missing person because there's not enough evidence to reclassify the case or to charge anyone. For the sake of Layla's child, her family, and the community, we can only hope that someday there's a break in this case. Perhaps someone who knows something will finally talk. We all also know that cold cases have been solved after many years when technology improves, though there's so little to go on in this case. But for example, maybe a future cell data analysis could pinpoint that ping location more precisely and lead to a search in a specific area. When Layla Mostova McCullough disappeared, it barely registered in the public consciousness. And because of that, someone very likely was able to get away with murder. And that's why I wanted to do this episode, because even though there's so little for us to get into on this, every time Layla's story is told, there's hope that it might reach the right ears. There could be someone who recalls a suspicious detail from August 2012, or someone who heard Matthew or somebody else say something incriminating, and it could finally lead to answers. Layla would be 49 years old today had she been here to celebrate her recent birthdays. Instead, those who care about her have only memories and a small hope for justice. Layla Mostova McCullough has been missing from Leesburg, Virginia since August 13, 2012. She is a white, Russian-born female with black hair and brown eyes. She has a scar on her left wrist. At the time of her disappearance, Layla was approximately 5'10" tall and 120 to 130 pounds. Layla was 36 when she went missing. She would be 49 today. If you have any information about the disappearance of Layla McCullough, please contact the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office at 703-777-0475. You can also submit a tip anonymously through Loudoun Crime Solvers at 703-777-1919. You can see all the sources for this episode along with photos and videos at our website, andthentheyweregone.com.
And be sure to follow us on social, And Then They Were Gone Pod on Facebook and at ATTWG Pod on Instagram and TikTok. If you like what we're doing, please subscribe and consider leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It will help new listeners find us. And the more people that listen, the more chances we have of bringing someone home.
And we'll see you here next week for a brand new episode.
See you next week.
And Then They Were Gone is hosted by Kona Gallagher and Ethan Flick. All research, writing, and editing is done by me, Kona Gallagher. Theme music is The Stork by Ketsa. Additional music is provided by Kai Engel. And Then They Were Gone is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.